Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Welcome to NBA Today, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Live from Salt Lake City, here's your host, Malika Andrews.
NBA Today is coming to you from one of the most picturesque cities, beautiful Salt Lake City, Utah. It will take your breath away, and I do mean literally, because we are at least 4,226 feet above sea level, so I definitely got a little bit winded walking up the stairs, but we're not going to talk about that. Richard did too. We know the elevation. It's going to be on full display on Saturday night in the dunk contest, so grab your mittens, maybe a pair of skis, a snowboard if that's your thing, some hot cocoa, because NBA All-Star Weekend, it hasn't been here in 30 years, and NBA Today is thrilled to be here for All-Star 2023.
Salt Lake City, Utah, nestled against the picturesque Wasatch Mountains. Its tranquility interrupted today as basketball's biggest stars come out to play. Good ball fake, one more. Tatum, no, oh, what a play by Morant! You'll see none better in the league this year.
Oh,
what did we just see there? As he went over Vucevic.
I mean, how awesome is this view? I'm definitely talking about this and this, not this. Welcome to NBA Today, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. We're here at 8 Settlers Distillery. Chinne Agumake, Kendrick Perkins, Richard Jefferson. I'm glad to see you, too.
Dear, that's a damn lot.
I'm Malika Andrews. We're with you for a long time today, folks. More than an hour show that we have planned for you today, and what a show it is. 3:15 Eastern. Someone thinks the Knicks have the best duo in the NBA. Plus, wait until you see what Brooklyn Bridges did last night. I like that nickname. And then at 3:30, is one player running away with the MVP race? And we have an update on the health of Joel Embiid, whose All-Star weekend, it actually may be in jeopardy. And then at 3:40, I'm really excited for this, Chinne, Scoot Henderson.
Scoot is
joining this show live. And then at 4 o'clock, we keep the party rolling. That's when Kevin Durant will be officially introduced as a member of the Phoenix Suns. We will be carrying his first news conference live. But we need to start with the new look Los Angeles Lakers. They were in action last night against a shorthanded Pelican team. We have been waiting to give our thoughts fully on this new roster because LeBron James has not been in action with them. That changed last night, Richard.
Dude, we weren't waiting. We were waiting to give our thoughts on a Laker new team. That's what we've been waiting for all damn season long, and it was beautiful. It's amazing when you put, you know, two of the top 10 players in this league, LeBron James and Anthony Davis, when you put talent around them, the game becomes easy. You see the lob. D'Angelo Russell, this is what I want to say about D'Angelo Russell. He was impressive last night. His passing, his efficiency, that's what they need from him. They don't need all-star D'Angelo Russell. They need efficient D'Angelo Russell, and he was amazing last night.
You can see him again pulling up from three there. He was enjoying himself last night. 21 points, 7 assists, and he wanted to let the Lakers fans know. What, read his lips here. Like I never left, he said.
Hey.
Well, it was a little different the last night. Let's be honest. Love you, D'Angelo. A little different.
A little bit different. Let's go to the fourth quarter here. The Lakers are up by 13 at this point. I mean, just beautiful. LeBron James looks like he was having fun.
When he just can cut off screen and then just score, that's beautiful basketball.
It was. Davis, he had a game-high 28 points. LeBron and Russell, they add 21 each. I mean, it was just, this was actually fun to watch from the Lakers.
There's joy, and that's my middle name, so there's a plug there.
Oh,
as well.
Here we
You're
go.
Our joy. Well, the Lakers, their new starting lineup, it looked like they've been playing together for a while, actually. They outscored the Pelicans by almost 35 points per 100 possessions when they shared the court in Wednesday's win. So let's hear from the new look LA Lakers, starting with D'Angelo Russell.
It was fun, honestly. I just kept saying it to the guys.
It looked good tonight, you know, so far.
just having that much fun playing basketball is always a beautiful feeling.
We wanted to kind of see what it kind of looked like. And close to 48 minutes looked really good. We're going to continue to build off tonight, and I think our skill set all kind of fit each other. I feel really good about what we have brewing.
I can only imagine what the future looks like.
The Lakers, I mean, their new starting lineup, it looked pretty good. They actually they have some space now to be able to attack. Perk, a letter grade for them. What do you think?
Y'all ready for this?
No.
No.
A plus. Ooh. A plus. They were gelled down last night. Gelled down like edges. And when you look at it, it was the camaraderie. When I see the bench, when I see the guys up off the bench, they cheering along. D'Angelo Russell showed he could play with LeBron. LeBron showed he could play with Rui. And then they started Vanderbilt. What I saw with Vanderbilt and his energy being contagious, you know who it rubbed off on? Anthony Davis, I haven't seen him play with that much passion. I haven't seen him play like he was playing like a dog, like a pit bull. It wasn't no pouting. His energy level was up. I give him an A-plus for last night.
If he's playing like a pit bull, does that mean there's a noise that goes
No, don't do that.
I love it so much. Yeah. Perk, thank you. Richard, go ahead.
I give him a B, and this is why I give him a B. Look, this Pelicans team is missing their best player, right? So you don't really want to say, like, hey, they dominated the Pelicans. This was an important matchup for them, but it was a beautiful game to watch because the game can be simple, the game can be hard, however you make it. When they have that amount of talent, and they're not overloaded with talent. We've seen Bron in Miami. We've seen Bron with the earlier Lakers. We've seen Bron in Cleveland with a loaded amount of talent. But if you give him a good amount of talent, and that's what they have good pieces, they have shooting, they have a ton more depth than they had, but I don't want to disrespect the Pelicans. If you're missing your best player, you're missing an all-star starter in Zion Williamson, that definitely changed the game, but they did what they were supposed to do, and they hadn't been able to do that against many teams.
And right on brand, I'm right in the middle. I'm going to give them an A-minus, because if you study for a test, you're a little worried because this is a huge market. What do you get? You're just like, oh, I'm happy with an A-minus. And 12 different Lakers players scored. Let me say that again. 12 different players scored. Their roster is deeper than I think we anticipated. Yep. They're playing more confident. And obviously, this is working. I think the bar, the expectations were high based on the circumstance. But right now, it looks like this young batch of players who led wire to wire, that's an impressive thing for them to really start kick off with.
And you know what the number that it was that stood out to me? 32 assists on 44 buckets. Like, they were moving the ball. We were sitting there watching it last night.
Yes.
And it was not the first game that you fell asleep, and then the second game, you were like, all right, I'm actually.
My Cavs fell asleep. Look, we were flying on the plane. So the Cavs, I looked up and it was 36.
And then you 32. Took a nap and I woke you up when it got down to single digits.
It got eight. And then we watched the Laker game. And the thing that was amazing about the Lakers, again, the joy, the way the ball was moving, it was impressive. And look, my only issue now is if they would have had this 20 games ago, there would be no doubt.
Right.
If they would have had this 15 games ago, there would be no doubt. Mm-hmm. But the fact that they have zero room for error, and I don't care who you are, Lakers or not, they have zero room for error, and that's the only part that makes me a little cautious.
Well, you can see their path to the playoffs. It's not exactly an easy one. It is on your screen. That is exactly what they would need to do. All right, let's go from the West to the East here. We have some news. Boston Celtics, they have named Joe Mazzulla their full-time head coach, removing that interim title he's held throughout the season after stepping in for Ime Udoka. The 34-year-old Mazzulla, he was an assistant under Udoka last season. He now officially becomes the NBA's youngest head coach. The Celtics, they head into the All-Star break, remember, leading the Eastern Conference with a record of 42-17. So the Celtics, they're the fourth team over the last 50 years to have the best record in the league at the All-Star break with a rookie head coach, and the first since the Warriors did it in 2014-15. That was obviously with Steve Kerr. Let's go to our resident Celtic now. What is your reaction to this?
I don't want to sound like a hater.
But so you are.
I am at times. let me start off by congratulating Coach Joe Mazzulla, right? Because you always want to see people do well, and you know, congratulations on that. But I still thought it was too early for him to get that title, for him to get that extension. The Celtics are based on championships or bust. And I wanted to see first for him to show us what could he do in the playoff series? What could he do for us making adjustments when he got real? Not about the regular season. We know this team has enough star power and enough depth that they're going to win regular season games. So I just wanted him to be able to show what he's capable of doing, because anybody answer this, what happens if the Celtics lose in the first round? Like, let's not act like it can't happen. What happened if they don't make it to the conference finals after representing the East next year? Like, how are you going to judge that? How are you going to judge if Coach Eric Spoelstra or Doc Rivers coach circles around him? What's next after that?
Oh. Was hard.
Oh, don't worry. That's all right. You gotta, everybody here knows what he's got coming back for him. Now, this is what I'm going to say. It's hard for me to sit up here and give a guy that won a championship with the Celtics a history lesson, all right? Jim O'Brien, right, in 2001.
My first coach.
Your first coach. He took the Lakers, or excuse me, took the Celtics to a conference finals. Then it was Doc Rivers. Doc Rivers won a championship. And then what happened after that? Then they got who? Who did they get? Brad Stevens. Took him to multiple conference finals. Then who did they get? Ime Udoka. Took him to a finals. And now they have a great... My point is this. I am not going to question the Boston Celtics on their coaching hiring. If they believe that they have a guy that falls in the same line as Jim O'Brien, Doc Rivers, Brad Stevens, I'm not going to question them. Good for them. He's done an outstanding job as with a rookie team and having to deal with some outside distractions. So, look... If the Boston Celtics say this man knows what he's doing, then I'm going to sit back and say, hey, look, over the last 20 years, they've proven that they know coaching and they know what they're doing. But it's okay. And we can go to class after this.
And the number one thing when you come to professional sports is all about being consistent and being professional. This guy has been consistent, professional. He's had their ear. They've performed at a very high level. So why not, Perk? Why not?
But here's the thing. Being up in Boston, Perk, this Joe Mazzulla, he has the respect of that locker room. They could not speak more highly of him. And they seemed – he has their ear.
Yep.
And their record right now, there's no reason for us to believe that the Boston Celtics, other than, as we've talked about extensively on this show, that anybody really stands in their way on a path back other than maybe the Milwaukee Bucks. And we kind of hope that 76ers. The 76ers can elevate their game to be in that conversation.
The Cavs is okay. They got star
Did you watch
powers,
the game last
but,
night?
But I'm
Love the Cavs.
It happens.
Whoa, don't spill your coffee.
But let me say this. Okay? When you come and y'all come at me talking about the coaches and all this and Coach Mazzulla, like, again, I'm not sitting up here hating on the man saying that he's not carrying them for his regular season wins, but they're not built on that. They're not built on that. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll put a pin in it for now because I have a feeling we're going to be talking about the Boston
Celtics.
Yeah,
I got a feeling we're going to circle back on the
A whole lot more. Plenty more still to come on NBA Today from Salt Lake City. We have got to dive into both New York squads because the Knicks, they have officially caught Mr. Perkins' attention. And Mikal Bridges, he did what last night? We need to show you. I'm loving his new nickname. Plus, we've got a very special guest joining the show in a matter of minutes. Nope. Can't miss prospect Garden.
Let's go.
Garden there. Scoot Henderson is in the building. Do not miss that interview. And Kevin Durant, he will officially be introduced as a member of the Phoenix Suns today. We will have his press conference coming up live as we continue from Salt Lake City.
Look at Jared Jack up there.
Now let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavily on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom, Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good. The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liquor, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
NBA fans, listen up. You've got to try Pick 6, the newest fantasy app from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Getting started is simple. Select if a player will have more or less of a stat. For example, will a player have more than one rebound, or will a player have less than 3.5 assists? Pick your favorite players and compete for huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now using code PARLAY and take on the competition with your best NBA player picks. Only on DraftKings Pick 6 with code PARLAY. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date lists of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos.
Hi, from the All-Star Game in Salt Lake City is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
Welcome back to NBA Today from Salt Lake City, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, along with Janae Agumake, Richard Jefferson. I'm Malika Andrews. Kendrick Perkins. Hello. You're here as well. All right, let's get to last night's Upwork. Work, doing work, presented by Upwork, all the work. And it is courtesy of Mikhail Bridges. I mean, he was just excellent last night.
Okay?
I couldn't help it. I'm in a great mood today. I want to show you this game and this pass today.
What?
And then it's just incredible.
The energy. This team has a lot of chips on their shoulder to sort of really prove their value, and this guy has embodied it. Look at the fourth quarter. Just being able to attack, find, spread the floor, rotate the ball, and then get it to the open hand. I mean, I love this. This was his night.
This was his night. He was erupting, and I love, look at his little three-point celebration that he's doing with the three fingers.
I'm stealing
there.
That, Mikhail.
Once again, if you got the hot hand, you got to try it one more time.
Absolutely. I mean, look at the Benergy. That's bench energy. I learned that when I was in college. You like that
Benergy?
Word?
I'll give that to you.
Thank you.
I'll give that to you.
A little bit of Benergy.
Coach Tara, that's for you.
Well, Bridges, he would have a career-high 45 points. Nets win 116-105. But take a look at Bridges' shot chart from last night. He was scorching hot. He finished 17 of 24 from the field, 4 of 6 from 3. Just a ridiculous night. His impact was felt all over the floor, particularly after that trade of Kevin Durant. Speaking of Kevin Durant, we will be bringing you his introductory press conference live at 4 o'clock Eastern on ESPN2. But I want to go back to Bridges here because Chinay. Nerdy to me.
All the basketball nerds out here, this is our time. Mikhail Bridges had a performance. As Malika said, 17 for 24 from the field. But actually, let's dive deeper. 10 for 15 while he was going off of the dribble. Career high 45. And I think that his evolution of playing without Devin Booker, playing without Chris Paul, having the ball in his hands really paid off for him to have this career high. So let's roll me my tape. Producer Fonseca, baby. So watch him off ball. They literally give him half of the court. He takes the contact. 5 people around him, knocks it down. Now again, off ball, in the corner. Watch him move without the ball. They're setting pin downs. This is the guy that's a new kid on the block. What's it? Brooklyn Bridges, baby. Takes the contact off the glass. Bank of America, Wells Fargo, which one, Bridges? And then of course this possession here. Willing to do the dirty work. Coming off of a pin down. Gets the ball. One-on-one against a great defender. Attacks. Gets to the kill spot, which is that free throw line. So effective off of the dribble. Well, I think we underestimate the opportunity he had with the ball in his hands in Phoenix, and now he's risen to the moment with a career high already in Brooklyn.
Mikhail Bridges, he was putting in work last night. Something that always makes me smile is your breakdowns, but can I show you guys something else that made me smile?
Please.
So last night, Mikhail Bridges, after he had his career, he gave his jersey to his mom, and I just thought that was excellent. Take a look. He is rushing over to the sidelines. You can see it there to give his mom a hug, to give his mom his jersey. Take a listen to what he had to say about this moment.
Oh, everything, man. Just seeing her over there and having my career high. I might need her, of course, at every game. But I just know she's excited. I know people are blowing her line up as well. And just I know she was just big happy over there, and just it makes me happy. So, you know, it's just she's the best person in the world. So just happy she got to see it.
I love that. I don't have a jersey to give to my mom, but Mom, I love you. But Richard, made me stop texting her just a little bit.
No. We text a lot. It's okay. Go ahead.
I know. It's a lot. I do want to stay in the Empire State of Mind, though, because the Knicks, we need to give them some time here on this show. They have been balling, and we're going to start with last night's game against the Hawks. Early in the first quarter, the Knicks are up here 12-6. Julius Randle going to work. A little step back action. Gets it to go, Rich.
No, it's impressive. As much as we've talked about the Lakers and the addition of their team, the addition of the players that the Knicks have added. Again, we talked about them having the best offseason pickup, and you see him right there going to work. Then adding Josh Hart. They have added pieces that have allowed Julius Randle to be the best version of himself, and that's what we have seen. And watching their team, they've been strong and consistent. Brunson, to me, maybe he's not going to get most improved. Maybe he's not going to get that, but he's one of the most important players probably in the NBA for what he brings to their team and the stability he brings to their team.
Randle finishes with 25 points, 11 rebounds. Brunson, 28 points, 9 rebounds. And then there's Kendrick Perkins. Mm-hmm. He tweeted, "I repeat, when we talk about dynamic duos in the league, make sure we mention Randall and Brunson. Carry the hell on. So, everybody, can we get a little drum roll, please?
Ooh.
Come on, a little drum roll, please. Because we have the debut of a new segment here on NBA Today. It is called Big Perks. Big list of best duos in the NBA. Perk, take it away.
Well, you know, coming in at number one, I must do something.
Oh, we're doing number one. We're not even going 3-2-1.
Oh, we're going number one.
Oh.
We're going at number three. Here you go. I got Brunson and Randall, right? Look, I know they not eye candy, and I know the game is not flashy. They're not high flying through the lane and giving you dunks. But they're getting the job done. You know what I mean? Consistently. Those two have been consistent. Jalen Brunson should have been an all-star this year. Julius Randle's having the best season of his career right now, and they are winning basketball games. At number two, roll it. I'm going with the Big Philly and the Beard. Harden and Embiid. When you look at Joel Embiid leading the league in scoring, have been giving everybody that work. Harden right now leading the league in assists, averaging quietly a casual 20 and 11 every single night. He should have been in the All-Star game. He's been playing at a consistent level. And at number one, you know I got to be biased and I got to be a homer. But at the end of the day, no one else could argue this. Tatum and Brown, right? When you talk about getting it done at the most important position in the game today, the wing position, they're doing it at a high level. Jason Tatum in the MVP conversation. Jaylen Brown playing like an all-NBA player. That's my top three duos in the game today.
Any issues, Rich?
Well, with Perk, yes. I have tons
of
issues.
That's fine. Feel sorry for your loss.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll take that L. But this is my issue, right? This is my issue. They are – one and two are correct. Three, I like them. I like them. Now, are we going to say that they're better than Donovan Mitchell and Darius Garland?
They've been more consistent this year, yeah.
Okay. And look, I think that Donovan and that backcourt has more talent around them. So I don't have an issue with this because, you know, when we look at duos, Lakers duos done, Dallas duos too early. There's a lot of duos in this league that we haven't seen a large enough sample size. So if we had to break it down at this point in time, Perk's list is adequate.
One more time. Ooh, all right.
Okay, no, like Giannis and Drew Holiday.
No, they've been missing
some.
They've been missing too much time.
All three duos are in the East. All three duos are in the East.
Interesting.
Okay.
Yeah, because here's the thing. We can't say Jamal Murray and Jokic because Jamal Murray haven't been playing up to that level. We can't say PG and Kawhi. They have been, you know, they haven't even been available.
Okay.
So even when we look at Anthony Davis and Braun, they haven't been available. So.
Sure.
Consistency.
Well, maybe Kevin Durant will want to enter that conversation.
He better in it.
Or Kyrie and Luka.
Yeah,
who knows?
Exactly. What's better than this, though? We're going to go to break in just a little
about
bit.
Me, RJ?
I said the
but
three of us.
Over to ESPN Plus, you can see Tiger Woods return to the PGA Tour action. He's playing in the Genesis Invitational in Los Angeles. Your golf game okay, Perk?
I never played.
Okay. We're going to move on. Still to come on NBA Today, live from Salt Lake City, Scoot Henderson. He's coming by the show next. I cannot wait to chat with him. Stick around.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Oh. NBA Today, presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. Live from Salt Lake City, here's your host, Malika Andrews.
Welcome back to NBA Today from Salt Lake City. So here are some of the favorites to win MVP. This is according to Caesars Sportsbook. Jokic, Embiid, Giannis, Luka, and Tatum. So let's go coast to coast a little bit here. Celtics fans, they were glad to see Marcus Smart back in action and most certainly glad to see Jason Tatum back. He dropped 38 in his return. The NBA leading Celtics, they rolled Detroit last night by a final score of 127 to 109. I want to keep it pushing here because Nikola Jokic and Luka Doncic, they faced off last night in the Mile High City. And then in the middle of the first quarter, the Mavericks, they're down by six. Luka drives. He gets the bucket to go. And the foul. What would we say tonight? And one, son. There it is. Luka would finish with 37 points, 9 assists, leading all scorers. In the second quarter here, you can see Nikola Jokic putting in work, beats the buzzer there. Denver up 61 to 44 at the half, and then on to the fourth quarter. Now the Nuggets are up 10 at this point. Jokic in a little pick and roll action there. Jokic gets a triple-double. He finishes with 14 points, 13 boards, 10 assists. The Nuggets, they go on to win 118 to 109. Take a look at this. I mean, the Nuggets have now won 25 straight games when Nikola Jokic records a triple-double. That's the longest streak in NBA history. And once All-Star Weekend is history on Sunday night, Richard, you're going to appreciate this.
No, probably not.
Luka Doncic has some plans. Take a listen.
You'll be playing in your fourth All-Star game this coming weekend. What are you looking forward to most?
Sunday when I fly to Mexico. That's the truth.
So then, Joel Embiid. He is putting in some work. He was on our air last night. It was a battle of the East, 3 and 4 seeds, Philly and Cleveland. Joel Embiid scored 29 points, including the 10,000th of his career. The Sixers, they beat the Cavs 118-112. Here's Joel Embiid on his health.
I'm not sure. I'm not healthy. So, I haven't been healthy for the past 3 weeks or month. I was just trying to get to the All-Star break, without missing games and stuff. But, I feel like I've reached a point where, I really need to follow the doctor's advice and, miss, back then he said I should have been sitting for 2 weeks. So I'm going to see how the next few days goes and go from there.
So Tim Bontemps is joining us now in Salt Lake City.
Great to see you.
You cover the Eastern Conference. It is so good to see you, my
Great
friend.
To see you
Thanks for joining us.
Sure.
While you're here, let's start with the health of Joel Embiid. We just heard that he's not really sure whether or not he's going to participate in this weekend's activities. What more can you tell us?
Well, I mean, as you saw in that clip there, Malika, Joel Embiid last night talked about the fact he's been dealing with this left foot soreness for several weeks now. I talked yesterday on the show ahead of that Sixers-Cavs game that Joel's looking forward to this break. Go through a season battling down low game after game after game. Joel's been limping through these games. He's been questionable to play pretty much every game. Half an hour before tip, he has to decide if he's able to go or not. And he's been playing. He's been put up huge numbers for the Sixers. They've won 13 out of 16 games. And his focus right now is on trying to get the Sixers deeper into the playoffs. Obviously, he's never got past the second round of the playoffs. He wants to win a championship. And that is his focus right now. And that's why he said, look, right now, with this time off, I can get a week and really get a chance to heal this foot.
Right.
We'll see what his availability is this weekend as a result.
Because you can see on your screen here just how important Joel Embiid is to the 76ers' success. But Tim, while we have you here, today you released your annual MVP straw poll. That's where
right.
you simulate the actual voting. So you mm-hmm. poll 100 media members like they actually do in the voting. What do we need to know about the results here?
What we need to know is that Nikola Jokic is almost certainly going to win MVP as long as he stays healthy.
Wow.
When you look at the way this played out with him getting 77 out of 100 first place votes, having over 900 point total points in the poll, as you see here on the screen, he's a very heavy favorite to win. And given he never gets hurt, and given Denver is winning the West, and given he's averaging a triple-double for the season, I think it's going to take something pretty significant for this to change between now and the end of the year.
Mm. Well, Richard, I just watched him as you were speaking, Tim, go through a range of smiles and frowns and eyebrow raises and emotions.
He
How
got
are we feeling
eyebrows?
About this?
do we have eyebrows?
Hey, they mine, though. I know they mine, though.
Real
and pay for now. Come on.
If I buy it, I own it.
You and me both, sis.
But this is
okay,
real.
Yeah. So my thing is this. As an NBA guy, and I, you know, just understanding that, I think Jokic at this point in time should be the favorite for the MVP. But he's going to get into a class with Larry Bird. Michael Jordan doesn't have that. LeBron James doesn't have it. My only issue, and I know this is a regular season award, it is not being critical of that. My biggest issue is this. All of the, well, I don't know about Chamberlain, but if you're talking about this, if you're going to win three MVPs, yeah. And this is the first year that he has been up to actually win a title.
Wilt won and won.
Yeah. So all three of those guys won championships over the course of these MVPs, and there might have been a couple in there, especially if we're talking about Bill Russell. Mm. So the first 2 years, he deserved those MVPs based off his numbers. So I'm going to sit here, and there's a high potential that we're going to have a guy with three MVPs and then say that, you know what, they were never really in championship contention except for the last year, and that's this year.
And having three MVPs puts him in the conversation with Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Moses Malone, and then also just one behind LeBron James, who I believe has four MVPs. And yep. I think that's why this vote will have so much gravity. But if you look statistically, having a center average a triple-double,
amazing.
That's historic.
Amazing.
The same reason we got excited about Russell Westbrook averaging a triple-double, it's almost like a multiplier because he plays below the rim. I think, Perk, is it you that says he can barely jump on top of a curve?
He can barely do a calf, buddy.
But, you know, thinking about it in the big scheme of things, this season has been probably arguably his best season.
Right.
But the way we vote, it just makes it feel like there might be a little fatigue, even though statistically it may not.
Right.
Well, it is funny the way this is shook out, because I said before the year, people ask me, now that I do this poll every year, they ask about the race, and they say, well, what's it going to take for this guy to win three in a row? And I would say, well, you know, maybe the Nuggets can have the best record in the Western Conference, and maybe he can average a triple-double, and then he'll win. And that's exactly what's happened.
Well, and Richard, that's what we've been talking about in the past, right? It's not so much this year's MVP. If they win the West, if they have a real chance of winning a title, the historic numbers that Sinead pointed out, no one has any issue with any of that. It's the collective body of what three MVPs means.
Yeah, wait a second. The only thing that I will say is this, is like, we go back and look at Giannis. He got his squad healthy. They've won 11 in a row.
Yep.
And we can talk about how much time Chris Middleton has missed. Those were some of the narratives that helped contribute to the success of the prior MVPs.
Right.
And now we're like, Jokic has a healthy squad. He's averaging a triple-double.
Sure.
It's his MVP. And it's like, wait, Giannis had to do so much without all of his guys healthy. His numbers are great. And you're like, well, wait a second. He doesn't even have a chance at the MVP because now Jokic has a healthy squad and he's doing what he should do as a great player.
You know what's crazy to me is that we just started off this segment talking about Joel Embiid leading the league in scoring for the second year in a row.
Correct.
And, like, I can't just hand the MVP award to Jokic. Like,
the big fella's going to be happy to hear you give this speech.
To me, it's going to come down to who has the better record out of Philly and Denver. Like, if Philly have a better record than Denver, then I'm going to be looking at Joel Embiid. Like, he's leading the league in scoring again.
Giannis has a better record than Denver, but listen,
in a time where we have, what, five or six guys averaging over 30? He's leading the league in scoring again as a center for the second year in a row. Probably never done in NBA history.
That's history in itself.
Hold on, real quick.
Oh, Perk's not.
And I don't want to downplay the triple doubles, right? Because I never had one in my career. All right, I never had one. I barely had double doubles. But I'm okay with that. Here's the thing. I'm starting to watch the Denver Nugget game. And I'm starting to watch those assists starting to get searched out a little bit. Like, you know, it's all of a sudden he gets to the 8 or 9, and then all of a sudden he's passing up wide open looks, and all of a sudden it's like, cut, or he's swinging the ball, and it's like, catch and shoot no matter what. And I'm watching, and we had a lot of energy when Russell Westbrook was doing it. They had a lot of clips circulating saying, oh, he's stat padding. Watch Steven Adams box out. Watch Russell Westbrook go get these rebounds. So I don't want to downplay the triple doubles, but I'm starting to see that in the Denver Nuggets right now because they're trying to help Jokic average that triple-double.
And to briefly add to your point, the fact that this could be the third year that Joel Embiid falls second to Jokic, it's really
interesting. Trust me, the big fella knows about that. The only thing I'll say real quick to Richard's point, Denver's got all the pressure on them to win this year. Jokic, everything's all set up. They got to win.
Tim, thank you so very much. Can I tell you guys, I know that Perk actually is, his voice in this discussion matters because you're the only one of the four of us, at least, who votes
I do gotta vote.
In the MVP. But can I tell you who my MVP was?
Who? I have an idea.
Oh, no.
Knew it! Circle of Life! I mean, Bill Kennedy and this baby.
Love it.
First of all, that baby is adorable. Look at those cheeks.
So cute.
That's something.
The Lion King cam, I think it is the best in-game arena cam. Perk, can you lift me up like that?
No.
I can lift you up like that. I got you.
Perk would be out 6 to 8 if you try to lift anything heavier than a loaf of bread.
God, you're so rude.
Oh, my goodness.
We have so much more to come still on our show here from Salt Lake City, including Scoot Henderson. Ooh, he is joining us. That is coming up next. There he is. Oh, he's waiting for us.
Ready to go.
Shoot, we're late, guys. We got to get over there. Scoot, we'll be seeing you in just a couple of minutes. Thank you.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to beautiful Salt Lake City, where on Sunday night, the NBA's best will be on full display in the NBA All-Star Game. There is one son that's in the desert that will not play in that game, Kevin Durant. I'm sure he's going to talk all about his All-Star experience when he steps up to the podium at 4 o'clock Eastern. We will be bringing that to you live on an extended version of NBA Today on ESPN2. But in the meantime, I do want to welcome in another star of our show, our reporter, Nick Friedell. Nick is at Kevin Durant's press conference. He is waiting for Kevin Durant to sit down. Nick, what is the mood around the Phoenix Suns in anticipation of this?
Malika, to give you a feel of the excitement in this city, within this organization right now, there are about 1,000 fans that are in the arena right now to listen to KD in this press conference. I have never seen anything like this in the NBA. It feels like a college pep rally. They've got cheerleaders. Everybody is looking around going, I can't believe this is really happening. And having been here the last couple days, been around this team, that's the feeling within the organization. Like, we really got this done. Chris Paul was talking to me the other night and saying, I've known Kevin Durant 20 plus years. And there were times I was looking down on the bench the other night in that Kings game going, I can't believe this is actually happening. So there is a ton of joy in and around Phoenix right now because they believe Kevin Durant can help them finally deliver a championship. And the players in that room know that this guy is the ultimate trump card in the NBA.
It's still a little bit unbelievable seeing the footage of Kevin Durant in a Phoenix Suns uniform. I think the question, and I'm sure it's going to be asked and answered at his introductory press conference that we will be bringing to you live, but the question is, when is he going to make his debut for the Phoenix Suns? What do you know about that, Nick?
Malika, it's going to happen soon after the break, but the feeling was, all right, they play Oklahoma City next Friday. Kevin's going to get some rehab in. He may be ready to go. But in talking to people around the organization, they're going to leave it to him. And there's something to keep in mind here. Monty Williams told us just the other day, Kevin still hadn't been cleared for 3-on-3 or 5-on-5 scrimmaging. He's going to be out there with you guys the next few days in Salt Lake City. Then he's got to come back to Phoenix, start to learn the offense, and get to know his teammates on the floor. So while the Suns are very optimistic about how he looks and that he'll be out there soon, they just don't know exactly when that's going to be right after the break.
Nick Friedell, thank you so very much. We will be checking in with you again after Kevin Durant's press conference that will air at the top of the hour on ESPN2.
I try to take nothing personal, actually. You know, I read the book, The Four Agreements, and I really took that chapter and I applied it to my life and my lifestyle and the way I live, pay attention to winning, and, you know, getting to the next level and being great.
Oh, my goodness, Scoot Henderson! Get me ready. Okay. Henderson at the hole! Yeah! It's showtime! Scoot Henderson! Learn the name!
There you go. It's time to make a big thing. It's time.
Man, if you don't know, now you know, because you need to get to know his name. Scoot Henderson, you can take a look at his numbers with the G League Ignite, and now we get to welcome Mr. Scoot Henderson, star guard for the G League Ignite, projected top draft pick in NBA Today. Scoot, thank you so much for stopping by.
Appreciate y'all having me.
We appreciate it. Let's start here. You're cooking up something interesting with Puma. Tell us about your partnership there.
We got a lot cooking up, but you know, our partnership is, you know, they're very helpful with me and my family. Mm. You know, they help us with a lot of things, not just on the court stuff, but, you know, in the community, especially have a gym at home in Marietta, Georgia, the next play 360. So they help a lot, for sure.
It's really important, not just the work that you're doing on the court, but the work that you are already at such a young age doing off the court. Rich, I know you wanted to ask Scoot a couple of questions.
Well, I don't know if we wanted to come to me now, right? Because I don't know if this is right. Because I have been on record with saying that Wembanyama, mm-hmm. if he was available in the same draft as LeBron James, Wembanyama would go number one, just purely because of his size and what his skill set is. Obviously, I know that a player of your caliber, you're going to have a chip on your shoulder, especially if anybody says that you ain't that dude, which you are. My question to you is, where is that energy, right? When you know that that guy is right there and you're focused on yourself, is there something that motivates you, that continues to push you? Is there a small rivalry that's building? How do you approach that, knowing that there is also that other prospect that people are saying is better than you and should be taking over you?
I mean, I've been working forever, so I don't even think about stuff like that.
Respect.
I don't think about the conversation. You know, I see it all the time. You know, obviously, I got Instagram, TikTok, all the social media.
Oh, you on TikTok? Tell me more.
Oh, no.
Oh God. You were spamming on TikTok. But, like I said, I've always been, you know, had that chip on my shoulder to just, you know, be the best I could possibly be. You know, I'm never stressed over somebody else. Or, especially when we're in the same lane, you know, I'm never tripping on them. So
you feel like you should go number one?
I think I should go.
I
know I should go number one. I like that energy. You've said that anytime people pull up to see you, they're going to see a show. Can you define a show for us? What does that mean?
A lot of passion in the game, throughout the game, and just fun, you know, fun to watch, you know, leading on the team. You know, obviously doing a little showtime here and there, getting a little dunk, hopefully, a fast break, something like that. But, you know, just having fun with it. I think that's the definition of it.
I don't know. From what I've seen of a little dunk, that doesn't look like a little dunk to me. That looks like a lot of dunk. I do want to follow up on Richard's questions, because I think some of Victor's comments take it a little out of context. He also said that you are one of his favorite players to watch on film, that he has tremendous respect for you, and he thinks you're an excellent player. Do you guys have a relationship? What is that relationship?
I think it's just real mutual. Mm. You know, we know we're in the talks of, you know, obviously being the face of the league in the next few years or whatever, and always being in the same senses with each other. So I think it's just mutual respect. You know, never have any beef with him or anything like that. I know he's a good player, and we both have a tremendous upside in the league. So
iron sharpens iron, right, Chiney?
Absolutely. And, you know, I love it when it's a family affair. One of my favorite moments in my career was when I had my jersey retired, my high school jersey retired alongside my sister. I know Crystal is super important for you. Can you sort of describe how important, you know, playing basketball together and growing together? I love that video of, like, who's a better shooter? How important has Crystal been to your journey as well?
Ain't cat.
He's watching the highlights, y'all.
It's just so fun to watch her, you know, grow up. Obviously, we're 1 year apart, but it just seems like I'm so much older than her since I've been away for like 2 years now. But just seeing her grow and, you know, becoming the person, not just the basketball player, but becoming the person she is, it's crazy. You know, I love her a lot, and we have a crazy relationship with each other, so.
I love it. Who wins one-on-one?
Shooting.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie, she done beat me one-on-one.
Hey, I appreciate the honesty, Scoot Henderson. Thank you so much for spending a little bit.
That's not something I like to admit either, but.
Yeah. We appreciate the honesty. Honesty is the best call of the year. Thank you so much for spending a little bit of time with us. We look forward to watching you this weekend in the Rising Stars. We have so many more stars. Thank you, Scoot, for joining us, that are going to be stopping by our show. I mean, you know I'm biased. I'm looking forward to Janelle Monae, but The Miz is going to be coming too. That's going to be awesome. We're really looking forward to that. And even though we're in Salt Lake City, there's another major star still in Los Angeles, Tiger Woods. He returns to PGA Tour action for the first time since July at the Genesis Invitational in LA. Check out how it's going on ESPN+. And still to come on NBA Today, we're going to do a little top of the top all-star moments. I mean, Vince Carter's dunk's got to be in there, right, Perk?
It better be.
Absolutely.
What'd you think of that dunk, Scoot?
That was crazy.
More NBA Today after the break.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13. NBA Today, live from the All-Star Game in Salt Lake City, is presented by DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA.
It's time for today's DraftKings Sportsbook predictions. Plenty of All-Stars taking the court for the final night of the first half of the regular season. So, Chiné, the Bucks there in Chicago. Will Giannis combine for more than 53 points, rebounds tonight?
Okay, points, rebounds, 35 plus 10, 45. Oh, I'm going to say he's going to be on the under. This is a game before, and he like has a solid team, so I'm going to be on the under, so he will not.
All right, well, what about this? Richard, do you think that the Clippers, they're visiting the Suns, Paul George, he will score 21 or more?
Watch this, Chiné. More. I think he will score more.
You okay. Just can't do math. You hate.
Think he will score more. Yeah. So, Perk, you were vocal about Anthony Edwards being an all-star. Do you think he scores more than 29 tonight against the Wizards?
Against the who?
Yes, against the Wizards.
Absolutely he's going to score. I'm going with the over. Yeah, he's going to score more than 20.
Well, there you go. DraftKings Sportsbook is the official sports betting partner of the NBA. This season, new customers can bet $5 to win $150 in bonus bets if your teams win. Use the code NBA today when you sign up. Before we leave, well, actually, before we go to ESPN, okay. 2, we need to take a little stroll down memory lane and check out a little bit top of the top all-star edition. Let's get it started. Where are we going to start with a little, top of the top all-star alley-oops, Richard. Okay. Can you see this?
Well, up to himself. Yes, I can see it. It's in standard definition, but I'm fine.
VHS, baby. Plugged it in the tape.
Yep. T-Mac.
T-Mac to himself. There's a little bit of a theme here. T-Mac to himself, and then we got Vince to himself.
Upper room.
Oh, nope. Nobody was messing with that.
No, absolutely not.
Oh, my goodness. Tim Duncan signing? He was in the All-Star
game? I'm not sure you can call Vince old school, but let's do a little new school.
Off the ground, slam.
Wasn't this the year that Steph and Giannis promised to be on the same team? I loved that. All right, and then we have top All-Star daggers, Chiné. Can you have a dagger in an All-Star game?
I think you can, because especially, look at this. Bam, when the fans are into it, it comes down to the wire. This is the best case scenario for an All-Star game. Hey, man.
Greatest All-Star game ever.
Magic in 1992, and then we have MJ going to work. 2003?
Yes, it was. MJ's last one.
And then, of course, we
iconic.
Have LeBron James in 2022.
Oh, this was tough, too.
I like the new format of the All-Star game.
In Cleveland.
Playground style, y'all.
This is for you. Then we have the top poster. Oh, no. Oh, yeah. It's Shaq on the Admiral.
Shaq had a little personal thing going with the Admiral back in the day, you know, and it was aggressive.
Yeah. And then, we got some Dr. J.
Over Kareem?
But how do you get dunked on in the All-Star game?
Like, I love
you know to get out the way.
All right, that's going to do it for us here on ESPN. We're going to be heading over to ESPN2 in just 60 seconds to hear from Kevin Durant for the first time as a member of the Phoenix Suns.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart?
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.